Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena, and we have a new voice here on the podcast. Libby has taken a new job. We're very happy for her, but very sad she's gone. So we have a new person here. If you have ever gotten married here at Graceland, if you've ever had a special event here or been to Elvis Week, anything like that, you've probably seen the lovely Savannah Faircloth. She is one of our special events facilitators, and she's also a massive Elvis fan, and she's our new podcast co-host. Say hi, Savannah.
Hey, everybody. I'm Savannah. Nice to meet you.
And you're a big Elvis fan, so tell us about how you became an Elvis fan, because you have a really cool story.
Well, my mom is a huge Elvis fan. She went to see him and was passing out on the stairs. My Mimi was like, get up. So she's a huge Elvis fan, and she raised me slightly, brainwashed me on Elvis, and it worked. It clicked. I've been a huge Elvis fan my whole life. I actually even moved up here from Florida for this job.
So exactly.
I'm really honored to work for Graceland and to represent the legacy of Elvis.
Yeah, definitely. And so you're sort of coming in almost the middle of our podcast here, but I mean, you've seen so many Elvis movies, so you're no stranger to Elvis films, but we are talking about Girl Happy this week. So what'd you think? Did you like it?
I really liked it. I love all of Elvis's movies. I really do. It's kind of like trying to pick a favorite Elvis song. I mean,
yeah.
If it's Elvis, it's good.
Right.
I thought this was a great movie. It had great comedy. It was more fast-paced. That's what I really liked about it. Versus the beginning, Love Me Tender, it was just a totally different style. It was slower.
Right.
The acting was a little bit slower. The plot was slower. So I really love the comedy and the speed in this movie.
This is a good one. And yeah, this is definitely a musical comedy, as I know a lot of Elvis's are, but this one really is. It has a lot of laughs in it and a lot of good songs. In this movie, Elvis, it's a 1965 movie too. In this movie, he plays Rusty Wells, which I think is funny because in Viva Las Vegas, and Margaret played someone named Rusty, so the name keeps popping up. But yeah, in this movie, he's a singer. Shocker.
Yeah. And he sings a few times.
Yeah, just a couple times. He's sort of a band leader in Chicago. His band wants to go down to Fort Lauderdale, which I'm sure you know all about, being from, you know, Florida.
Yes.
And so they want to go down there, but they don't think their owner will let them because they're so successful. But then the nightclub owner's daughter is going to Fort Lauderdale for spring break, as so many people do. And he wants Elvis to keep an eye on his daughter, which, would you really want Elvis to keep an eye on your daughter when he's that handsome? And
yeah, that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah. And so he sort of, I mean, there's so much more to it, but he goes down there. Yeah, he's keeping an eye on her, but he's also pursuing all these other girls and you know, checking in on them and trying to make moves there. But then Valerie, who is the daughter, she's keeps getting into one situation after another. And so he keeps having to sort of stop and save her and be like, hey, chill out. Your daddy's going to kill me. He doesn't say that, actually, because she doesn't know. But
step away from the Italian boy.
Yes, basically. But of course, spoiler alert, at the end, they fall in love, which is very sweet.
Elvis always gets the girl.
Always, as he should.
Yes.
So, yeah, anything else you wanted to add to that plot there? Because I just sort of skimmed over it.
Yeah. Well, that's the basic plot. I mean, Elvis goes for a girl and he ends up getting her. I thought it was a really cute story. It is kind of that stereotypical love story of the guys dare to do something and then she finds out and then they fight and then they make up. You know?
Yeah,
It reminded me very much of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh,
a more modern version, you know, 90s baby over here.
Yeah.
I really loved when they first saw Valerie and they thought she was
Yeah.
Not attractive.
They're kind of rude to her. Yes. Like, that was one of my notes. I was like, that's rude to say she's a loser. Like,
I know.
Don't say that.
Elvis
but
called her a loser.
He totally did. And I was like, whoa.
I also like that Andy said, one of the quotes I loved was, who needs peanut butter when you can have all this caviar?
I know.
And then she took off her robe and showed her bathing suit, and they were singing a different tune.
They totally were.
Yeah.
speaking of singing a different tune, one of my favorite songs is, and we were just singing it a minute ago, the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. If the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce does not use that song as its theme song, they're living their life wrong.
Missed opportunity, Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce.
That is such a cute little song, and I sing it all the time.
It is.
Of course, it seems like everybody really likes Puppet on a String. I think that's
that
a lot
was
of
a fan favorite. I loved, you know, a song that I don't think many people even remember, but the Do Not Disturb song.
Yeah.
It's just really sexy and playful and very cute.
It is. It's very
cute. That
was
a very cute scene as
well. I thought so too. I really liked that scene. And I thought, of course, Elvis usually has really great chemistry with all of his co-stars, but, he's in this movie with Shelley Fabre, who's in, this is her first of three Elvis movies, and I thought they were just so cute together.
They did, and that's what a lot of the fans seem to think, is that they had great chemistry,
mm-hmm.
and they did. We watched an interview with her in Elvis Australia, and she said that, you know, they became great friends, and that Elvis wasn't intimidated by her, because she was already married.
Yeah.
There was no wooing involved.
Yeah.
So she said his presence when he walked in a room, people just stopped.
Oh, yeah.
They stopped and stared, which I can only imagine.
I know, right? And yeah, Elvis actually later said that she was his favorite actress to work with. So
right. That's
really sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, do we want to go on into trivia? Because that was a bit of my trivia.
Sure.
I just snuck it in there.
Let's do trivia.
Yeah, so this was her first of three Elvis movies. She's also in Clambake and Spin Out, which we will get to soon enough. And at the time, dance songs were really popular. I'm sure everyone knows, I don't care if you were born back then or if you're born now, I think everyone knows how to do the twist and the mashed potato and the jerk and the pony, the Freddy, the bird, the monkey. I think I've done all of those because they're fun. So choreographer David Winters had worked on Viva Las Vegas, and he was asked by MGM and RCA to choreograph a dance to the song Do the Clam in hopes of creating the next dance craze. But do we remember Do the Clam? No.
No. I did not do that at my prom.
No, I did not either. It didn't really go over. I mean, it's cute for the movie. It works for the movie, but it did not really sort of ever make it into popular culture beyond that. So it's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. He still looked good doing it.
Yeah, it's a cute song. And then bandmates in the film were Gary Crosby, who played Andy. He's the son of Bing Crosby and a regular at Elvis's pickup football games. And Jimmy Hawkins, who played Doc. He played Tommy in the film It's a Wonderful Life, and he would go on to become a regular on the Donna Reed Show as a boyfriend to Shelley's character. So that's kind of cool.
It all
comes full circle. And there is a really cool picture of Elvis playing football on the set of this movie. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I have to give it to the co-stars and the band members. They were amazing.
Yeah.
I really loved the little comedic acts that they would do when they would pop behind the blinds, or they pop out of the behind the leaves, or from their kissing session with their girls when Elvis would say Mayday, and they'd have to go find Valerie. I think they were a phenomenal addition.
They were really
fun. Hilarious, and they also broke the fourth wall with the audience. And
you
looked at the screen a
couple
times.
I thought that was awesome. Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed them. They were almost like Three Stooges.
They kind of were.
It was great.
Yeah, and speaking, you've got the Florida connection with Fort Lauderdale. I've got the Mississippi connection. I'm from Mississippi, and so is Marianne Mobley. She played Dina. She was Miss Mississippi, and she went along to become Miss America 1959. So, go Marianne. She played Dina, as I said. I think we have had her at past Elvis Weeks and other events, but unfortunately, she passed in 2014. So I'm sad about that, but I love that she's in, you know, she has a really cool role in this.
Yeah,
so it's
and
very
she
fun.
Obviously had a great life. She was in two of Elvis's
films. I know, like how awesome is that?
Right.
And while filming this movie on June 23rd, 1964, they had an early 55th birthday party on the set for Colonel Parker, whose actual birthday was June 26th. I think there may be pictures of that, too. I can't remember. I've seen so many pictures of Elvis at parties on the set. So
yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, Valerie being played by Shelley Fabre. She also had some hit singles herself. She sang Johnny Angel and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I love those songs. So, very cute. I just thought this was a super cute movie.
It was a great movie. But I cannot continue this podcast without mentioning one important fact.
What is that?
I don't know if you noticed this, but this will show, you know, the Elvis fan in me. No shirtless scenes.
Okay, none. That's sad.
None of Elvis.
In a movie about spring break.
They are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, people. I am from Florida. We all are dying down there, if you're wondering, of heat exhaustion. No shirtless scenes. It is spring break in Florida, 80 degrees at least. He is actually sunbathing in a long sleeve shirt and pants.
I did notice during the Do the Clam sequence, there's a guy dancing in a sweater.
Yes.
And I'm like, you would not wear that in Florida, sir.
And during the water skiing, they put him in a jacket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mr. Director, why are you doing this?
Yes.
So I just thought that was very odd. You know, you got to give the people what they want. So
yeah. And speaking of the people, we have a lot of really good reactions from fans. We always ask Elvis fans on our Twitter and Facebook for their thoughts on the movie. And man, y'all showed out on this one. This is definitely a fan favorite. I was really surprised to hear that as many fans enjoyed it as we did. Dee on Twitter said she liked the Girl Happy song, of course. Diane said it's one of her favorite Elvis movies of all time. She loves all the songs. Marilyn on Twitter said she liked the Wolf Call song. We have a lot of people saying they like the Wolf Call.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Let me see. What else do we have? Oh, LNM. I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but that's your name on Twitter. They also said they love Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. I'm like, thank you.
That's my jam.
That is my jam.
Yeah.
Robert on Facebook said this was the first movie that made him become an Elvis fan at 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought that was sweet. Barbara said she loves the scene where the girls are all in jail and Elvis has to dress up like a girl to get them out.
That shows you that Elvis looks good in anything, even a dress.
Yeah. And Rhonda mentioned that, yeah, Shelley and Elvis have a really good chemistry.
Right.
Even
that hug and kiss at the end. I remember I read something where someone said, you could just tell they meant it.
Yeah.
You
know, it's really sweet.
Really sweet at the end.
Yeah, and you sort of mentioned this earlier. Chrissy on Facebook said she loved how Elvis's character Rusty is so playful, but he's also responsible.
Right.
You know, he's trying to take care of her and do the best he can, too.
He's more of a manly character.
Yeah.
And I also like this movie because you can obviously tell we're moving into getting close to the 68 special.
Right.
He's got that tan. He's got that hair. Mm-hmm. You know, the little more mature look. And you can just tell he's a man. He has become a man. He's not the love me tender little boy anymore.
Yeah,
he's a man.
He was so young when he made Love Me Tender.
Right.
And I think if he shot this in 64, then he would have been 29, almost 30.
Right.
So, yeah, he's growing up.
He is.
So, yeah, that's I think that's all I have for this movie. What's our next movie, Savannah?
I believe it's Tickle Me.
Yes, it's Tickle Me.
Yes. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Very excited
so,
about
be sure to watch that because we're going to watch that and tell us what you like about it. We will post on Twitter and on Facebook and we'll ask for your comments. Be sure to look for us on Facebook as Elvis Presley's Graceland. We are on Twitter as Visit Graceland and we just want to hear from you. So tune in soon for the next edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. Thanks for joining me, Savannah.
Thank you. I look forward to many, many more movies to come.
Many more.
Bye, guys.